So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned a machlekes regarding a nazir who became tamei from al eiver min hames val eiver min achai ve'en alein basakaro, a limb which does not have sufficient flesh to regenerate. Rabbi Yechanan holds ein hanazir migaleich alein, the nazir is not migaleich, while Rosh Lakish holds hanazir migaleich alein, the nazir is migaleich. The Gemara now continues with Rosh Lakish's source in the Braisa. The pasuk there refers to tumas mes through oil states. The words al panei hasadeh refer to hamail al panei hames, a person who was situated above a mess. And the word bachalal refers to eiver menachai, the yesh lehalas arucha, the eiver of a live person whose basar can regenerate. Cherev teaches that cherev harizik chalal, a metal utensil that touches the mess, is metami at the same level as the mess. The mess refers to Aver HaNechlol Min HaMess, the Aver of a mess whose buster can regenerate. Oiva Etzim Adam refers to Reva Atzamis, a quarter calf of bones, and the words Oiva Kever refer to Ze Kever Sasim, a sealed grave is Mitame. Everything above or beneath it, as Tosis explains, Mitame Kolt Staden, the entire Kever is Mitame, even above the area in which there is no mess. All these items are Mitame even through oil. However, a later pasuk that refers to tumas mes only through maga contact states, "Valanegeya be'etzem evachol oive mes oive kever." The word be'etzem refers to ze etzem kisaira, a bone the size of a barley grain, and the words evachol refer to eva nechlo menachai ve'ein bo lahalas arucha, the eva of a live person whose buster cannot regenerate. Oive mes refers to eva nechlo menames, the eva of a mess whose buster cannot regenerate. These items are only mitame b'magu masa, but are not mitame b'oil. Rish Lakish now says that aver min hames can refer only to deles be'etzim kisaira, an aver that does not have a bone the size of a sa'ira, because if it does have a etzim kisaira, it was already included in be'etzim. Therefore, this proves that aver min hames ve'en la basa kuro mitame b'maga, and since he becomes tame midai raisa hanozim migaleich alein. While Rabbi Yechanan holds that the aver does have a bone the size of a sa'ira, and Hanagia be'etzim teaches that etzim kisa'ira is metama b'maga, while Oibemes teaches that etzim kisa'ira is metama b'masa. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yechanan, we have no source that aver menames, ve'en alav basa karo, the less be'etzim kisa'ira metama maga. And indeed, Rabbi Yechanan holds that it is not metama b'maga m'dereisa, and therefore ein hanozer migaleichlen. Previous Mishnah concludes, Al Elu HaNazir Migaleach. If a Nazir becomes tummy from any of these tummy items, he must shave off his hair. Umazir B'Shlishi U'B'Shvi, he must be purified with Mei Chatas on the third and seventh day. V'Shleisra Es HaKoidmin, all his previous days of Nazirs are cancelled. V'Ena Mascha Limnois, Elat Shiyatar U'Mebis Karbonaisav. He does not begin a new count until he purifies and brings the three Karbonis Tumah. The next Mishnah teaches, Al Elu Ein HaNazir Migaleach. Upon the following items, the Nazir is not Megaleach, even though he does become Tamei Meis. Zok the Mishnah. Haschachais, as the Gemara explains, Ilon HaMeisach Ala Oretz, the Nazir stood under a tree whose branches are mile on a mess. And as Tesis explains, Midai Raisa, he's not Tamei, because Lav Oil Ma'al Yehi, the branches are not a proper oil, since they do not measure the width of a Tefach. However, the Rabbanan initiated a Gezerah that he is considered Tamei. And the Haprois, as the Gemara explains, Avonim HaYotzis Min HaGeder, the Nazir stood under stones that protrude from the cemetery wall. And there was a Nafel, a stillborn, or a Kezayis Min HaMes buried under one of those stones. Midai Raisa, he's not Tameh, because it is a Safek Tumah B'Shus HaRabim Sveikei Tar. A questionable Tumah in a public area is Tar. However, the Rabbanan initiated a Gezeira that he is Tameh. And Ubeis HaPras, if the Nazir walked through a sadish, a nechresh by kever, a field that had a grave in it and it was plowed over, a kever ames is metame ba'oil, transmit tumah to one passing above it. However, atzames ames, the bones, if they are a minimum size of etzem kisaira, a grain of barley, are only metame b'magu u'b'masa, transmit tumah only through contact or carrying. If the atzames are less than kisaira, there is no tumah at all. A sadish, a nechresh by kever is called a beis ha'pras, and midai raisa ein mitama. There is no chashash tuma because the plow does not usually reach as deep as a grave. And even if it did reach a shallow grave, we may assume that the bones were shattered into pieces of less than a kesaira. However, midarbanan beisa pras metame kashir halachas hamachrisha. The Chacham initiated that it is metame within the radius of 100 amas of the kever, which is the limit to which a plow transfers earth because of a possible etzem kesaira. The Mishnah continues, the Eretz Ha'amim. The Nazir stood in land outside Eretz Yisrael, where the Rabbanan initiated that a person in Eretz Ha'amim is considered a tamei meis. Al elu ein ha-Nazir migaleach. The Nazir is not migaleach if he became tamei from one of these four items, because they are merely tamei min Rabbanan. The Mishnah now continues with additional items upon which ein ha-Nazir migaleach, even though he becomes tamei midaraisa. If he becomes tamei from ha-goyil v'ha-doifik, Rashi Masechtas Ksubas explains, Geilul ze kisu arin. Geil is the cover of the coffin, and Davik hu daifin shal tzadin. Davik are the side walls of the coffin. Tesis here and elsewhere explains, Geilul hu amatseva, the tombstone, and Davik avanim sha amatseva nishenis ben, the stones that support it. The Mishnah continues that the Nazir is not megaleach from revius dam, a quarter leg of blood, or v'oil v'reva atzamis, a quarter kav of bones, which are even metama b'oil. Above in the previous Mishnah of Memtes, which taught that Hanazim Migaleach only Achatzi Kabatzamis, Vachatzi Loigdam, Tesis explains that this is Halacha L'Mishnah Misinai. The Mishnah continues, or from Vekelim Hanoigim Mes, utensils that become Tamei from the Mes, as Tesis explains, because Kiyamis Meis Olavam Rachmana, the Pasuk specifies Teglachas only if the Nazir becomes Tamei from the actual Mes. This is also the reason for Gail V'Daifik. The Mishnah continues, Ubimei Safroi, Ubimei Gamroi. If the Nazir became a Mitzaira, he must first keep Yimei Gamroi, the time period until the Tzaras goes away, and afterward he must first shave his hair and keep Yimei Sifroi, count 7 days, after which he brings his Karbanis Mitzaira. He is not Megaleach as a Nazir, because he is not Tamei B'mes at all. As the Gemara previously mentioned in Daf Memches, B'meisam Ein Mitamei, Av Mitamehu L'Nigam U'Lezivasam. A Nazir is prohibited only in Tumah of a mess, but is permitted in other tumas such as Taras and Ziva. Tesis points out that although a Mitzayra does shave his hair as part of the Mitzayra process, Ein Megaleach Kedin Nazir Tameh. He's not shaving as a Nazir and he does not bring Karbanes Tumah de Nazir. In all these cases, Al Elu Ein HaNazir Megaleach, the Nazir does not shave his hair. The Mishnah continues that in the cases that he was Tameh Mes, Maza B'Shlishi U'B'Shvi, he must purify himself with Meichatas on the 3rd and 7th day. However, the Einasais as a Kaidman, his previous days of Nazirus are not cancelled. However, as Tesis points out, Ein Oidlnoi. The Tamei days are not counted in the Minyan Nazirus. Rather, Umaskal Umayna Miyad, as soon as he becomes Tar, he continues the count. The Karban Einloi, he does not bring the Karbanas of a Nazir Tamei. The Mishnah concludes, Be'emes amru yimei hazav v'aziva v'yimei hazgerish al-mitzayra hari elu oilnoi. If the Nazir was tamei b'zav, or was only a mitzayra muzger, then the shiva nikiyim, 7 clean days of the zav, and the yimei hazger, time in which the mitzayra is confined, are included in the minyan naziris. The Gemara begins an elaborate discussion about tumas eretz ha'amim, whether eretz ha'amim mishum avir gazru alau, or mishum gusher gazru alau. Does Tumas Eretz Ha'amim apply even to its ear space or only to the ground, which we will review in the next daf?